All right, I think we'll get things underway here. First of all, I just want to thank everybody for coming this afternoon on this exciting day for Bemidji State University and our men's basketball program. We'll have Dr. Gobe open with a couple comments, and then we'll introduce our new basketball coach. Dr. Gobe?
Thanks, Brad. Thank you, everybody, for coming. It's certainly a privilege. It's an honor to introduce our next basketball coach, men's basketball coach. Certainly had a tremendous playing career at the University of North Dakota. Comes from a long family, a great family of basketball. And he certainly built programs the way that we like to see him built. At Gustavus, he built a winning program tradition there when he was part of that coaching staff and took over at Central College in Iowa and built a program from the ground up. And we're certainly excited about what he brings to the table here at Bemidji State University. Certainly the people that he met on his interview, and not only the search committee members, but the players. We have a couple players here today, and certainly the community members and everybody that he talked to, he certainly impressed greatly. So we're looking forward to Mike Boshi and Amy, his wife, and their four kids to be part of the Bemidji community. We're looking forward to a great tenure. Next basketball coach at Bemidji State University, Mike Boshi.
Well, first of all, thanks everyone for being here today. I'd like to thank Rick and everyone else who was part of the decision to bring me on as your next men's basketball coach. We're certainly thankful to be here. We're excited about it. You know, it's not always easy moving from a great place. But we felt like as a family, this is going to be a good opportunity for us, for me professionally, but also for our family to get a little bit closer to home as well. So it's the right fit, it's the right time, and we're excited to be here. One of the questions that I seem to be asked the last couple weeks, almost every day, and I think all of you are probably wondering the same thing, is, will you win? Can you win? And, it's a difficult answer to give everybody, but you know, what it comes down to more than anything else, what I'm concerned about, because if I worried about winning and losing every single day, I probably wouldn't live to the age 50. And with four kids under five, you know, I need to live for at least 30 more years. So hopefully we won't worry about winning and losing too much. But there's a lot that goes into winning, and I'm certainly going to be concerned about trying to sustain success here. And I think over time, as I look back, at the history of Bemidji State basketball, you know, you have a really good year and then maybe some downtime, and then another good year and then maybe some downtime. Well, what I'm going to try to bring is some sustained success, and that's not always easy to do, but if I try and keep our focus on, you know, a couple things, number one, trying to have organizational health or program health. You know, I want all of our coaches, all of our players, all the people that want to support men's basketball all on the same page working together. I think it's very important that our guys and our coaches are happy. You know, when they come to the practice court and are enjoying what they're doing that day, it makes me feel good. It makes me want to come to work every day. So program health is very important. I think behavioral health is going to be very important for our players. Having our players do the right thing, make good decisions, take care of their bodies, just be concerned about their well-being, not only just right now, but how they're preparing themselves for the future, I think, is very important as well. And then another thing that we need to focus on is our academic success. Now, I wasn't the brightest student when I was in college or anything like that, so I don't need 4.0 GPAs all the time. But what I do need from our players is, just having them have the understanding that this is what you're going to be using for the rest of your life. And if they have that understanding, hopefully they'll, work a little bit harder, do a little bit extra to try to have some academic success, because that's what's going to make an impact on the rest of their lives. And obviously, winning, there's a lot of things that go into winning. Recruiting, number one, is the top priority. And how do you recruit kids to Bemidji? Well, that's a process we'll have to go through and figure that out as we go along. But those are some of the things that I'm going to concern myself with, I think, as we go forward and try to build this program to have sustained success. So, hopefully our players can have that both on and off the court in years to come. Any questions from anybody?
How do you envision recruiting being different at this level compared to the last decade or so?
To be honest with you, I think it's going to be very similar. Now, You know, we don't have scholarships back where I come from, which makes it even more difficult probably. But I think the philosophy behind it's going to be the same. You know, we're going to recruit, kids, good kids with some talent. We're going to try to recruit the Midwest, maybe a five-state area. And then we have to pluck some different areas from maybe different parts of the country. I know in the past they may have targeted Arizona a little bit. We have background in maybe Texas and Colorado. And I know we tried to get in Arizona a little bit as well. So I see some similarities more than I see differences at this point. So, yeah.
It's late in the season and the recruiting is basically over for most people. But in your recruiting in your past job, are there eyes on people that you're still looking at in the future, things that you want to work on, build for, attract to?
Yeah, it's a difficult situation this late in the game to try to attract people that you're comfortable with and you can trust. So there may be a little bit more risk-taking involved with this year's upcoming class. You know, I feel comfortable that we have a pretty good nucleus of guys coming back this upcoming year that hopefully will be strong enough and have a good enough chemistry that no matter who we bring in a little bit late, they'll be able to teach and, you know, mentor and get them to fit into, you know, what we're trying to accomplish as a program. So hopefully that risk will be minimized because we have a good group of guys coming back. Yeah, we are trying to recruit some people into this year's class. It is difficult. And I can't forget about next year's class because we do graduate four seniors next year as well. So that's going to be a little bit of a dilemma that we're going to have to find our way and work our way through, you know, especially these last couple weeks of the recruiting season. So there's some challenges ahead. We're trying to make our team better for next year, but we can't lose focus that we need to get better in the years to come as well. So good question. Yeah, I like to get excited, and I like our players to play with enthusiasm. So ideally, I'd like to press and get after people a little bit, you know, but I'm not so enamored with it that that's the way we're going to play. I'm suspecting that we'll practice pressing, you know, every day in practice for about 12 to 15 minutes. I think I told our players before, I'm scared to death of getting pressed by anybody, so I want to be prepared for it, first of all. But I want to have it in our system so that when we are good enough or athletic enough or intelligent enough to pick up and do some things full court, we're ready for it at any given time. So even in the middle of the year, I don't want to be, you know, stuck in the middle of the year thinking, gosh, I wish I'd have done this earlier, or those kinds of things. I want our program to be prepared for any style of play, but we do want to get after it, be aggressive, get up and down the court and create an atmosphere that's exciting to play and watch. I enjoy it as a coach as well a lot more than, you know, walking the ball at the court and calling a play every time down the floor as well. Yeah, I mean, I certainly would I struggle to say that that wasn't a decision-making or part of the decision-making process of being here. I played for Coach Gunther for 2 years at the University of North Dakota. And for those of you who know him, he's not a man of many words, but you learned a great deal from him still. He's a defensive guy, a rebounding guy, and you knew exactly where you stood with him. And Rich Glass was a little bit more, you know, flamboyant. He had a little dog and pony show, maybe. He was so excitable and, you know, had a great enthusiasm for the game. And so we learned a lot from both of those guys. But good mentors to have, learned a lot from both of them, and certainly were part of the decision-making process for me and for being here today. Well, this league is just very talented. There's just tons of talent in the league, a lot of shooters, great athletes. The league has gotten to be so big that there's probably going to be a lot of different styles of play. You know, I think our system will fit in very well. I don't think we're a system that's going to be, you know, something that's going to be new to anybody. There are a few teams that may play a little bit of zone, not much. Most of the teams are man-to-man. There may be a few teams that press a little bit. We're not here to change the game by any means. but we want to create an atmosphere where we can be consistent on a yearly basis. Our guys know what's expected of them. They know how to execute what we're trying to accomplish, and we're not going to be gimmicky. We're going to play the game the way we feel is the right way to play, and hopefully that'll be good enough for us when it's all said and done. Some of the schools in our league were Buena Vista, Loras College, Dubuque, Coe, Luther, Simpson. And the style of play in our league, I would think most of the coaches were defensive-minded, but they didn't sacrifice offense at all. You know, a couple of years ago, we led the league in scoring at about 80, 81 points a game. And we also led the league in defensive field goal percentage. Great coaches down there, a lot of coaches that had a lot of experience, and you know, I wouldn't say that that league, is there any other league in the country that had as many talented and qualified coaches as they did down there, so I feel like it prepared me well, I think, for this transition up to the NSIC.
Did you feel your
Yeah, I feel like every time I go to an officials meeting, physical play is one of the hot topics. And, you know, that's what the weight room's for. You know, if it's going to be physical, I'm all for it. Let's go at it. Let's fight. Let's get dirty. If the refs want to call a lot, let's adjust to it and play a little bit more of a sleek style. So whatever the game's going to be called, we'll be out there ready to fight. I hope to have a happy medium, to be honest with you. I hope we have you know, a good group of players from Minnesota. I hope to have a good group of players from Wisconsin. Hopefully we can get down into Iowa a little bit. Hopefully the Dakotas will have a couple players maybe we can bring in every now and then. But then we have to, you know, to help build your roster. I just feel like we need to, you know, get out of this area a little bit. It's so heavily recruited in the Midwest, you know. Like I said, some of the places in other areas, you know, there's so many players with less universities and colleges to go to, so they almost have to go out of state. And sometimes recruiting those athletes, you can be pretty successful in bringing them up to a school like Bemidji where they can, you know, have a little bit more relaxed atmosphere, concentrate on their schoolwork, get a degree, and get out of here. And if they want to move back, they can. But we're going to have to go outside a little bit of the Midwest here. I'm all for it. I mean, you know, the bigger our guys can get, the better I feel. You know, if we, I'm not sure how many days of the week that we lifted last year, but strength training is very important to me. Our guys need to get bigger, faster, and stronger on a yearly basis. I want them improving every year. If someone comes in as a freshman and he has the same skill set or the same strength level as a senior, I'll be disappointed. So bigger, faster, and stronger is the way to go, and it's what we need to have happen here as well. At the schools that I was at before, we didn't recruit a lot of junior college players. Now, we had some, but not a lot. At a school like Bemidji State, I think in the past they've always had some, and I certainly see that being the case as well. But I think, you know, in order to build a tradition, have that sustained success, we need to build our players. We need to have our players improve on a regular basis, get connected with our community, get connected with Bemidji State, and have them, you know, come back and be great ambassadors for our university. And that's very important to me. Sometimes when you only come for a couple years, it's hard to get that connection. Not to say that it's bad. You know, the right fit, the right kid can get connected, but it's just a little bit more difficult. But, you know, we want to have a good mix of people from different areas, and obviously junior college is going to be one of those areas we need to be able to target as well. My wife is from Watertown, South Dakota, and she actually went to Gustavus Adolphus College, and that's where we met. And we have four kids, all under the age of five. Jackson's four, and it'll be five in November. We have Caden, who is one, will be two in November. And then we just had twins, Brayson and Avery Rose, who will be about 4 months here in a week. So we got a young crew, and, you know, life's busy right now. This change is, you know, pretty challenging for us. So hopefully we can get situated, find a place to live here in the near future. Thank you.